Proclamation number 1029, July 29, 1939. Vengeance is mine, revenge. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and therefore you should not exact vengeance. Instead, you should make an effort to repay evil with good and not think about how you can revenge yourselves for the wrong done to you. For anyone who suffers injustice and never entertains vengeful thoughts is gentle-minded and patient, and his will endeavors to eliminate injustice by doing nothing in order to obtain satisfaction for himself. And this is an immense advancement for the soul. It is certainly very difficult to be unjustly treated and yet consider the enemy with love. Nevertheless, it is extraordinarily beneficial. The human being should always bear in mind that every feeling of revenge shrouds the soul in darkness, that it can never become light and clear in a human soul where there is still room for thoughts of revenging the evil done by the other person. For such thoughts will inevitably lead to feelings of unkindness and thus spiritual weakness. And the human being cannot be lovingly active if he does not put a stop to such thoughts in him. For animosity is a tribute to the opponent. Anyone who lives in animosity with his neighbor has already granted the evil power every right over him. Every feeling of hatred and vengeance must be banished from the heart, for it will lead to other unclean thoughts, just as, vice versa, a devout and gentle character is only ever concerned about not doing wrong to anyone, and that all injustice must be left to the responsibility of the divine Lord himself. For only the Lord can judge the blame of two partners and what gave rise to the enmity. So if in earthly life hatred and discord seem to prevail, the human being must especially try to eliminate these bad habits. It is not enough for a person to anxiously avoid an argument. He must aim to adapt himself to the other person where possible and change hostile feelings into the opposite. The success of such intention will be felt so indescribably beneficially, all hatred will end, since love, gentleness, and patience will take its place, and the person will experience an inner sense of satisfaction if he tries, where possible, to undo all injustice done to him with the weapon of love. Love disarms all anger, vindictiveness, and the urge for revenge. Love reduced the feeling of suffering injustice will never consider retribution, for it strives for spiritual perfection, and for this every degrading thought has to be excluded first, and the Lord will take abode where the human being rises above himself and the heart has transformed itself to love, gentleness, and patience. For this is the inevitable basic condition for the Lord to reveal himself and thus also practice patience with his children. Human revenge and retribution are not permissible where the soul wants to liberate itself from its chains. Therefore, hand everything over to the Lord, for he is pure love itself and will exact vengeance according to the law of love. Likewise, you too should make an effort to practice love among each other and always and forever fulfill the Lord's will, who cautions you against judging your fellow human beings' unkindness too harshly. Amen.